The Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey, presents everybody's favorite whistle man. More funny jokes, Jack Burns.
I'm a whistle. Are you listening? Hello out there, this is Jack Boogeyman Burke, Eddie Don, Charlie Mignotti, and all the boys having a little fun and coming around to be helpful today. Now here's Charlie all ready to sweep those blue cobwebs out of the corner. Now Tony's willing and able to shine up the dull spots. And Georgie's scrubbing the black notes out of this introduction. Yes, sir, to a little tune that goes... Yes, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes. It's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a show, and you know you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your rills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day all the time.
A good day, and he shows up for the opening number there with a Boris Karloff mask on his face. That's what he did to me. Yeah, I guess it's a good day.
Why, sure it is a good day, Eddie.
Oh, but Jack, it's the 29th of August. Now, summer is almost over, and the sadness of autumn is in my bones.
Yeah.
The scent of apple blossoms is in your nose.
Huh?
I said the scent of apple blossoms.
No. That's Tony's hairdressing. Fleur de Pomme.
No, not this time, Eddie. You listen, will you?
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, I'll be whistling. More fun.
We saw an apple blossom waiting underneath that maytime blue. And at that apple blossom wedding, I fell in love with you. We realized when we were heading, we booked a little church, and then we planned an apple blossom wedding. Round again, so I waited for the flowers, dreaming of a wedding ring, but I only found the showers. You took away the spring. The apple blossom wedding from the balcony above. You had your apple blossom wedding. I lost my apple blossom.
Friends, I'm certain that you've heard me say so many times that the Prudential representative brings the services of the Prudential Insurance Company of America right to your very door. And I wonder just what that word, services, means to you. Well, I want to show you what it meant one time to two people, each having a very different problem. A woman told her Prudential representative when he called that her husband had a new job in another city. So the man said, "I'll take care of transferring your insurance to the Prudential office nearest your new home. And our representative in that neighborhood will call on you at your new address and see that you continue to receive all of the services the Prudential provides." And another case shows so well how the Prudential man looks out for the best interests of all of these policyholders. Now, this particular representative learned that the wife of one of his policyholders had died, and he knew that she had been the beneficiary of her husband's Prudential life insurance. And in such cases, the policyholder often forgets to name a new beneficiary. So this representative called on the husband and arranged with him to name the daughter as beneficiary. Now, one reason why families stick to the Prudential generation after generation is that they like the helpful, friendly service they get from the Prudential and all of its representatives. And two, they like the way the Prudential representatives fit policies and payment plans to individual personal needs.
Charlie Mignotti and the boys now over us douse their electrifying version of Powerhouse. Splendid. That was Charlie Mignotti's fine trio playing a number called Powerhouse. And if I wanted to, Jack, I could say that that Powerhouse was a shocking rendition of an always current favorite. And you boys really sock it. Why are you laughing? Thank you, boys.
I'll wire you later. Say, friends, when you have a good neighbor, well, you like to tell other folks about her, don't you? Makes you sort of proud of your community, because every good neighbor is a boost for your entire town. And I'm always glad to read a fine letter about a swell neighbor here on our heart-to-heart hookup, and by so doing, be the means of somebody saying thank you to a real friend. So I'd like to share this awfully nice letter from Mrs. C. Kramer of 96 15th Street, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And here's what Mrs. Kramer writes. Dear Jack Birch, I had a very wonderful next-door neighbor. My kiddies called her Mrs. Special. That's exactly how you pronounce it, and that's exactly what she is, Jack, a special neighbor. I have a 5-year-old girl and 3-year-old twins, and you can just bet that I've been tied down for the last 3 years. Now, when I was called away from home some time ago, she came over on a moment's notice to take care of the children, and she cleaned up the house while I was gone, to say nothing of the swell pies and cakes and the swell salad she fixed for the children. Jack, I wish you'd sing a song that will say in so many lyrics, what I feel in my heart for her. Thanks a million. Sincerely, your friend, Mrs. C. Kramer.
Thanks a million. A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happen to say. This hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness and happiness you taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million.
Now, folks, Charlie Mignotti and his swell trio are going to play something that they do very well, I think, and dedicate it to all of our fine Italian-American friends. Here it is, Funiculi Funicula. Bravo, Charlie, bravo. Say, folks, in case you didn't write in for your free and delicious copy of our hot weather dessert, it's a dandy, I'm sure you'll like it. It's called Frosted Fresh Fruit Cake. Well, you can have a free copy if you'll just drop me a line, including your name and address. Drop a line to me, Jack Birch, care of NBC, New York. Well, looks like we've got to run along. This is going to be Labor Day weekend, so drive carefully, everyone. And say, Eddie, I think that we should take this occasion to wish Charlie a very happy vacation. Charlie's going happy hunting up in Alaska, isn't it, Charlie?
Right, Jack.
And we hope you have a lot of luck and have a swell vacation. Till then, this is Jack Birch and all the boys saying so long, everybody.
Jack Birch and his boys come to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, sent coast to coast for your listening pleasure by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey. Remember, the Prudential has a national reputation for prompt payment of claims. Eddie Dunn saying so long for now for Prudential, for Jack Birch, and for the shortest 15 minutes in radio.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.